T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tammy and Jessica make fun of me because I refer to going out with my friends, my guy friends, not hanging out with the boys, but I call it a gentleman's evening because there's two distinctive differences to that. And I get a lot of eye rolls with that. And I'm here to defend myself with John and Tammy in the morning on 103.7 KSON.
Hey, listen, there's a wind advisory that's going in effect about 10 o'clock this morning all the way through tomorrow. Some of the wind gusts could be 60 miles an hour. So keep that in mind.
When your guy goes out with his friends, is it just a bunch of dudes hanging or is it a whole event? A gentleman's evening, if you will.
Jeremy, Tammy, and Jessica have pointed out that you and I have been spending some significant guy time together, as I call it, gentleman time.
Yeah, that's right.
They asked what's the difference between a gentleman's evening and hanging out with your friends, and I thought I had a reasonable explanation, but it turns out I don't really know. Can you help me out with that?
Yeah, so I really like the gentleman's evening. Yeah. I think it just sounds a little bit more classier. That's when we actually go and do something, like we go and plan a nice dinner, or we go and we're doing something specific. Like, when you're hanging out with your boys, that's like, hey, come over to my house and we'll drink a couple social sparklers or whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? It's just like more just like laying, like just chilling. Whereas a gentleman's is that you're actually going somewhere. You're putting an agenda together.
You've arranged transportation.
That's right.
You've made reservations.
It's off the cuff. You know, okay. It's not just like, hey, come over and we'll figure it out from there. It's like we've actually planned this.
You shared some texts with me leading up to our gentleman's evening, which was this past Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting excited about this evening, and I found nothing unusual about that whatsoever.
No, that's just two guys having a gentleman's night, I guess.
All right. That's the difference.
Right.
Then going out and hanging with the boys.
Right.
Any questions?
No, okay, I understand what you're saying. So it's not like you just went over and watched football on Sunday.
No, it's a definite plan.
A definite
plan. You have to give yourself a calendar date, probably call for a reservation.
It's a lot, but I get it. When your guy goes out, is that what it is with him? 833-287-1037. Does he plan it all like John seems to do with his friends and call it a gentleman's date or a man date or whatever you want to call it?
Does he get texts that say, I'm excited for tonight? I got that from Jeremy on Saturday afternoon. 833-287-1037. Yeah, when your guy goes out with his friends, is it just a bunch of dudes hanging or is it a gentleman's evening, whole thing? 833-287-1037. What's going on, Kristen?
I just wanted to say, I think that John is the king of the bromance.
The king of bromance.
I'm not sure I mind that title, frankly. Welcome to John and Tammy in the morning on 103.7 KSO. And Kristen's referring to the fact that I have another friend here at the office named Jeremy that I had planned a gentleman's evening with last weekend, and it was, may I say, delightful.
I think it's when you say gentleman's evening and delightful and all that is just that's where people start poking at you a little bit.
Because it wasn't dudes hanging out. You know, pull my finger, light this on fire, not that kind of thing.
It doesn't have to be that.
Listen, I'm the dude here. Let me finish, please. Is it weird? Is that, you know, when your guy goes out, does he go out just like, I'm going out with the dudes, or does he have something more elaborate planned? You know, it takes reservations and maybe arranging a car to pick you guys up, or calling it a gentleman's evening.
I think there's a lot of in between those two from one extreme to the other.
In La Jolla, it's Chelsea. Chelsea, what's up?
I wanted to be real with you. It sounds like you have a really romantic romance.
There we go. I've got a certain amount of friends, my guy friends, that they don't know each other. It's unrelated. So, like, guys hanging out together isn't really a common thing. Like, I got my friend Tom, who I went to high school with and helped me through a significant part of my life after my divorce. Right. I've got my neighbor Gary. Now, my coworker Jeremy. I mean, is that weird?
Hey, no, I totally feel support this, but, you know, when you hang out with your boys, go watch a football game, throw back a few beers, that's one thing. If you're making reservations, go have dinner. It sounds a bit more romantic.
We just like to do things nicely sometimes.
There is no judgment. Totally support that.
Is it romantic to like your guy friends and to want to do something nice? If that's romantic, then I guess it's romantic.
I think it's just, it's where you're at in your life right now. You know, it's not like you're married and you have a bunch of little kids at home, or where when you finally can get out, you just want to be with the boys and put your hand in your waistband and watch sports. You know what I mean? Because there isn't somebody poking at you all the time.
I can't say pull my finger, but you can say put my hand in my waistband.
No, I'm saying.
Okay.
It's just not either that extreme or the other extreme. Well, there's a lot in between.
It's probably the bad time to tell you this, but what the heck? We're on the topic anyway. My buddy Dr. Jim is coming to town tomorrow for his annual visit. Dr. Jim suffers from seasonal affective disorder, which means there's no sunshine. It's super cold in the Midwest. Mm-hmm. It affects your body. You get depressed, and he needs to get out. I probably shouldn't be sharing all this, but he comes out to San Diego every year, get his vitamin D on, to get his sunshine on, and hang out and have a couple gentlemen's evenings with me. So that's what we're going to do. Now I'm all self-conscious.
No, it's just easy to poke at you. Come on. It is so easy to do.
Well,
it's just that I like it. It's either pull my finger or a gentleman's date. No, there's lots of in between.
This reminds me of a conversation we had at Miranda Lambert. We met two young women almost right in a row, and the first woman says, "Tammy, you're so nice to John. How do you deal with him?" And then the next woman comes up and goes, "Boy, John, she just gives you so much crap, doesn't she?" It's funny how different people hear different things.
Right, exactly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.